Is this Kim Clement prophecy finally coming to pass? Trump calls for a national prayer service. Jonathan Cahn's prophetic word for Trump exposes his future. The year of the fire, a prophetic word for 2025, is already being fulfilled. And is Trump also among the prophets? Find out in just a moment. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. This is your midweek rundown. Make sure that you like this video and subscribe for more content like this. Let's get into the stories. Prophetic warning exposing Donald Trump's future. Is there a prophetic warning President-elect Donald Trump must heed regarding his destiny? During a special message at the Rosen Plaza Hotel in Orlando, Florida, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn gave a timely word regarding Trump's future. He goes on to share about a powerful event that he had meeting the once and future president and a word that he had to share with him. He says that while he spoke his prophetic word to the president that was recorded, the video went viral. The prophetic word started off by saying, "You were born on June 14th, 1946, from the event in Atlanta. From ages past, it was appointed that on that day, a scripture would be recited throughout the world. The scripture that was appointed for the day of your birth spoke of the beginning of God's vessel, a trumpet, of the bringing of God's vessel, a trumpet, into the world. President Trump, you were born into the world to be a trumpet of God, a vessel of the Lord in the hands of God." In the video, Cahn explained to the president that he was called for the purpose of walking in an anointing like Jehu to bring hope and godliness back to the nation. Now, you can read this article to see more details about this, and you can watch the video that is linked in this article as well. Cahn says that God had it planned all this time for Trump to walk in the same anointing and destiny as Jehu to help save America. However, Cahn gave Trump a warning, a caveat of what the Lord needs of Trump to fulfill his plan through him. "For this to happen, you must seek the Lord with all your heart. Follow him with all your might." Cahn also warned Trump that this means being completely devoted to the Lord in all his ways. Now, this is a vital instruction at the end of this article. We need to pray for the president that God will touch him and have his way, that he will this time go all out for God. And we need to pray for revival as never before, because only that can save the future. We totally agree with this, and we stand by this. We are committed to pray for our president, pray for the vice president, all the cabinet members, the leaders of this country, whether it is the party that you voted for, the candidate that you voted for or not. We are called as Christians to pray for those in leadership. Now, I want to take a look at this next article, because this really ties in with what we just talked about. Trump is calling for a national prayer service, announced to cap off Trump's historic comeback. President Donald Trump has announced the official schedule for his inaugural festivities, set to begin Saturday, January 18th, and conclude on Tuesday, January 21st, with a national prayer service. The events reflect a clear commitment to placing God at the center of the incoming administration, a defining feature of Trump's vision for America's future. The schedule includes patriotic celebrations, a renewed focus on honoring America's founding values, and the highlight, a national prayer service dedicated to seeking God's guidance for the nation. Now, that is very important. Leaders should seek the Lord's guidance for their nation. We've seen wonderful things happen when that does happen. And we've seen negative things happen whenever we've rejected God, not just in the United States, but in other nations around the world. And so here you can actually see the schedule. And if you click the full picture, you'll be able to see that the culminating event is the National Prayer Service here. While the speakers for the National Prayer Service have not yet been announced publicly, anticipation is building within Christian communities as they await details on the leaders who will help usher in this sacred moment. Regardless of who takes the stage, the service promises to be a powerful gathering that will impact the future of the nation. The National Prayer Service promises to be a pivotal moment, uniting believers across the nation and around the world to intercede for the country. Again, pray for this nation, pray for these next 4 years, pray for America. this is a great opportunity for us to hold back the forces of evil and to be able to advance the kingdom of God. As America enters this new chapter, there is a clear call for Christians to rise in unity, praying fervently for revival to sweep the land. Let us seek God's mercy and his blessings upon President Trump, his team, and the nation as a whole. May this moment mark the beginning of a spiritual awakening, leading hearts back to God and reigniting the biblical principles that have long defined America's greatness. Now, I want to take a moment and look at a prophetic word that Kim Clement shared years ago. Now, my question to you, and I want to hear in the comments, do you think that this is coming true, that this is coming to pass? Watch this and we'll talk about it.
Be a praying president, not a religious one, but I will fool the people, says the Lord. I will fool the people. Yes, I will. God says, the one that is chosen shall go in, and they shall say, he has hot blood. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the word of the Lord. God says, I will put at your helm for two terms a president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts. I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power, says the Lord of hosts.
I will put him at your helm for two terms a president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts. I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power, says the Lord of hosts. Now, this prophetic word that Kim Clement shared February 10th, 2007 in Scottsdale, Arizona, is something that I've been looking forward to see this actually come to pass. We've seen a lot of things that Kim has said has already come to pass. And now with Trump being elected and going to be inaugurated for his second term, that looks like it is being fulfilled here. But the thing that I'm very interested in, and I want to be looking out for, I'm going to hear your comments about this, is that he will, the president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts. Now, this is the part that I really am interested in. I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power. That is something that I want to see this term. And we see Trump's interest in prayer, but I have yet to hear him pray. I have yet to hear him publicly pray. And I'm looking forward to that in this next term. I'm looking forward to seeing him actually take steps from being several years ago, a baby Christian, as some have said, to seeing some of that maturity as we continue to pray for him. Let's believe together that we will see the Spirit of God fall upon him and with power. That's going to be very interesting to see, and I can't wait. So let's believe together. Let me know in the comments what you think about this. Now let's take a look at another story here. A year of fire, prophetic warning for 2025 coming to pass. In a prophetic warning for 2025 being, is the prophetic warning for 2025 being fulfilled through the California wildfires? In a recent live stream, Joseph Z shared some of his past prophetic warnings about 2025 as a year of fire. It appears to already be in motion with flames surrounding the Los Angeles area. As prophesied on October 10th, 2024, Z wrote down on his whiteboard that he believed that 2025 would be all about fire. I keep seeing fire for this year. Fire. It's a year of fire. He said, I saw air, land, sea, and cities burning, and cities again burning. I saw this. There was a redemption coming in the storm. So believe with us for the redemption that it will come in this storm. Also in 2023, Z also warned about days of fire and the prophetic timeline he saw for the years 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026. And in 2023, he prophesied that it would be a strange year. 2024 would be the year of the roar. 2025 would be the year of fire, regardless of who won the election. He specifically warned that if 45 were to be elected, which has happened, we may face what is called an uncivil war. For 2026, Z believes that we could see a year of picking up sticks, above all, Z reiterated that certain events and timelines are not set, and what God needs is for his church to cooperate with him in order to accomplish the things he wants to see come to fulfillment. 2025 is a year of fire. It's a year of collisions. But I believe, says Z, that God's grace has stepped into this picture. And as God's grace has stepped into 2025, I believe what this has led to is an extension of his mercy, where we truly get one more round. During this time, pray for the church to rise up in the faithfulness of Christ for those who have been devastated by the California wildfires, and that God's grace would abound in 2025. Now, regarding the fires in Los Angeles, it is a horrible, horrible situation there. And we pray for God's protection. We pray for heavenly rain to put out these fires, to help contain them and to stop their spread. We have many friends in that area that are affected by that, whether directly or indirectly, and we are believing that God's going to intercede on that. But I want to look at something that was said several months ago by Donald Trump on the Joe Rogan podcast. He gave a prophetic word or a prediction about what was to come in California. Now, before I show you the video, there is a verse that has come to mind. That is 1 Samuel chapter 10, and starting in verse 10. Now, this is about right after the prophet Samuel has anointed Saul to become the king of Israel. And it happened that when he turned his back to go from Samuel, that God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. When they came to the hill, a group of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. So when all who previously knew him saw that he prophesied among the prophets, the people said to one another, "What is this that has come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" So keep that in mind as I show you this clip from Donald Trump on the Joe Rogan podcast, speaking about the issues in California.
Water. You know, in Los Angeles, you can't get proper amounts of water.
Right.
And it's unbelievably expensive. And you might have a house in Beverly Hills, and they're actually thinking about rationing water. Can you believe it? I was in the farm court country with some of the congressmen. We're driving up a highway. And I say, how come all this land is so barren? It's farmland, and it looked terrible. It was just brown and bad. I said, but there's always that little corner that's so green and beautiful. They said, we have no water. I said, do you have a drought? No, we don't have a drought. I said, why don't you have no water? Because the water isn't allowed to flow down. It's got a natural flow from Canada all the way up north of water, mm-hmm. more water than they could ever use. And in order to protect a tiny little fish, the water up north gets routed into the Pacific Ocean. Millions and millions of gallons of water gets poured. So I see this, and I said, you got to be kidding. I said, you mean you have water? And I looked at it. It's like a valve in your sink, except it's massive. You could have all of the water you need. All of that land would have more water. The whole thing could be like that little patch. I could have water for all of that land, water for your forests. You know, your forests are dry as a bone.
Yeah.
Okay?
Dangerous.
That water could be routed. You know, you could have everything. Oh, not only dangerous, billions of dollars a year they spend on forest fires. And, you know, there's a case with the environment. They're not allowed to rake their forests because you're not allowed to touch it. When a tree falls down, after 18 months, it becomes very dry. It's like, you know, like real firewood. It's bad. You know, a tree that's up, these are all things I learned the hard way, the easy way. But when a tree is up, it sucks water. It's wet. I went to they had a couple of horrible forest fires in California, and I said, you know, you had a lot of trees standing. Yes, they were healthy trees, sir. I said, with this intense heat, that you could see they were charred a little bit on the bottom, but they were going to be all right because they're soaking wet because they suck up the water, right? But when they fall,
right,
they're like, you know, it's like lighting a match.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to clean. They call it maintain your forest. I said, I got it. You got so much water. All you have to do is sign. And that guy didn't want to sign. And I every time I go to California, I said, you have so much water. They don't know it. I'm telling you, people living in Beverly Hills, they turn off the water. Same thing with the electric. They want to go to all electric cars, but they have brownouts every weekend.
So I'm not necessarily saying that Donald Trump is a prophet, but he's definitely seeing some things, maybe in the natural, maybe in the spiritual, of what is to come. And with him kind of going on this tangent, which seemed like the tangent months ago and was actually kind of ridiculed by several people for even talking about this, now it's looking like this is it's looking like he had a plan already, but it was just ignored. Let us know what you think in the comments below. Is Trump, should he be numbered in the prophets? I don't know, but let's find out what you think. Now, go to charismanews.com for all of these stories and much more, and make sure that you subscribe to this channel for breaking news from a spiritual perspective. I'm John Matarazzo.